Welcome to the Transform with Jess podcast. I'm Jessica Carvar, a women's transformation coach and the founder of the Women's Academy of Transformation. Over the years, I've guided countless women worldwide on their journey towards profound personal growth and health transformation. Throughout my life, I've witnessed incredible transformations that women went through, including weight loss, healed relationship with food, self-love, trauma recovery, stress relief, increased energy, improved mental health, enhanced relationships, and so much more. If you're seeking to elevate your health, nurture a deeper connection with yourself, and step into your power as a woman, then you're in the right place. Join me on this journey as we unlock your potential, reconnect with your inner goddess, and achieve success in every aspect of your health and life. Get ready for an inspiring and transformative experience. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
Self-doubt. Self-doubt is really the killer of happiness and going for your goals. And self-doubt oftentimes doesn't come from you, but is created by other people, and you're hearing opinions and voices of other people in your mind. And these voices are so loud that you confuse them with your own. That's what self-doubt in many cases can be. As we grow up, we all grow up with parents or people around us who are either raising us or are shaping us. People are shaping us, society is shaping us. And we hear opinions and values and beliefs of other people. And when we grow up, we take on a lot of those beliefs. We take on a lot of those values and we make them our own. And then we are an adult and we don't question the truth behind it anymore. We make them our own without taking a moment to ask ourselves, is this truly me? Is the voice in my head truly me? Or is this my mother's voice? Is this my father's voice? Is this my grandmother's voice? Whoever that might be, asking yourself the things that you're saying to yourself when you're doubting yourself. Is this truly you or a projection of someone else? Now, let's talk about self-image. Self-image, we all have a self-image. A self-image is the accumulation of all of the experiences that you've ever had, all of the successes and failures, all of the things people have ever told you, that shapes your self-image. A person's self-image oftentimes is very deeply ingrained. And based on that self-image, we then act. We create our life. We do the things we do based on the beliefs of our self-image. Now, the problem a lot of the times is that we truly believe that our self-image is our self-image and that it's not possible to change our self-image. So when we are trying to change or transform or go for our goals or meet the partner of our life or create the business, whatever that might be, those self-doubts come in based on your self-image, based on the beliefs that you've accumulated over so many years. And then we don't question if they're truth. We make them our truth. It's so deeply ingrained in us, and we don't take a moment to ask ourselves, is this true? Is what right now I'm believing of myself true? And I think we all have to reflect and be aware that when these self-doubts come in, when these voices come in, we can change the story, we can change the narrative of the things that we are saying to ourselves. You take your power back by changing your self-image, by going into those deep ingrained beliefs and you rewrite them, you rewrite your story. And when you change your self-image, your self-doubts will slowly fade away. Your experiences will become better in life because our experiences in our life right now are a reflection of the image that we have of ourselves. So if we believe that we don't deserve love, we will attract people who show us that we don't deserve love. If we believe that we can't create a successful business, we will self-sabotage our way through creating a business, proving to ourselves we can't create a successful business. Not the actions have to change, but your beliefs about yourself, your self-image. You have to rip off all of the beliefs of your parents, your family, all of the failures that shaped you who you are today. And you have to consciously prove to yourself that you are beyond that, that you can do so much more. And I think the biggest misconception that a lot of people have when they have self-doubt is they believe they're the only ones. I know it about myself. When I have these thoughts about myself that I can't do something, and who am I to do this, and who am I to post a YouTube video, and who cares to even listen, I have to also understand that I'm not the only one. You're here because you're struggling with self-doubt. The other people are watching it because they're struggling with self-doubt. And so when we make it part of our human experience and we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, that's when we open up doors to truly create the change. The problem is we're pushing the self-doubt to the side. We're pushing it down. We're making it wrong. And by making it wrong and pushing it away and not bringing it to the surface, we can't change it. Everything that you're pushing away, everything that you are trying to avoid, you won't be able to change that. You have to bring it back to the surface. You have to go right through it in order for you to change. And so when you're struggling with self-doubt, notice it. Be aware of it. Feel it. Don't push it away. But when you feel it, ask yourself, is it true? Can I rewrite my story? Can I change my self-image? Can I change the beliefs that I have about myself right now? So I truly think vulnerability here is a strength. It's showing to the world that we're humans and that we're going through this. Now, what really helped me understand self-doubt on a neurological level is to understand that your brain always tries to keep you safe. Your brain likes the familiar. So for years and years, if you believe that you're not capable of doing something, you're not worthy, you're this and that and that, your brain knows how it is to feel and be in that. When we're trying to do something new and self-doubt comes in, it's because your brain is like, oh, we don't know this. This is new. We've never been there. This is untouched territory, danger. Oh my God, what does this mean for us? Are we going to be able to survive? So to understand that your brain is not always your best friend. Your brain wants to keep you safe, but that safety is oftentimes what actually holds you back from your growth. So distancing ourselves from our brain, understanding that our brain is doing that, understanding that this is not who we are, that our brain just wants to keep us safe, and repeating to ourselves that we are okay, repeating to ourselves that we are safe, repeating it to our brain, telling our brain, hey, this is good, this is self-growth. If self-doubt comes in, it's part of the journey. That doesn't mean I can't go there. This, I think, is really powerful to bring to your attention as well. Now, the last thing that has truly helped me deal with self-doubt, I looked for proof that even though I've had self-doubt, I've done it anyways. So for example, when I quit my job back then in marketing, not knowing what I was going to do next, I trusted that my journey is going to unfold. And then I got a new job and I quit that one again with the intention to start my own business, to start my own coaching business. There was a lot of self-doubt, but I did it anyways. I did it. I proved it to myself that I can do it. I've literally have shown it to myself that I'm capable of doing the thing that is important to me. And so when the self-doubt creeps in, when you're trying to do something, go back in time and ask yourself, when have I proven to myself I've done it before? When have I proven to myself I can do this? Because then you create a positive connection with self-doubt is not bad. It's there. It's part of life. It teaches you something. It makes you aware of something. I can still do it if these things come up. They're not wrong. Your brain wants you to go there because it tries to keep you safe, but I can do it. So go back in time and find proof that you're capable of doing the thing that you want to do. And that is my take on self-doubt. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please give this video a like. It would mean a lot to me. Subscribe to my channel. Comment down below. It will really help me as well grow this channel as I'm just starting and getting my message out there. I am sending you so much love, and you got this. Bye-bye until next time.